WTAW News Time is 6 after 7. 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last week, the College Station City Council approved financial assistance to a developer interested in seeking a federal grant to build apartments for low to moderate income elderly residents. Since then, the developer has withdrawn the request because another city is expected to get the $1.3 million grant.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, College Station's Community Services Director Debbie Yeller says cities around the country face the challenge of affordable housing.
There's limited funding for it. That's being cut every year. And you just have less people interested in making those units available because of the market.
Eller says out of 13,000 apartments in College Station, only 100 units were vacant as of the end of last year. The proposal that was withdrawn included 105 income-based senior apartments on Victoria between College Station High School and Fitch, offering rent as low as $350 a month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The city of Bryan is holding a public meeting tomorrow to discuss the upcoming reconstruction of South College Avenue from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs. Assistant City Engineer Barney Williams says the goal is to improve travel for pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorists.
What we're doing is taking a holistic look at that corridor and trying to improve all three modes of transportation. Additionally, the road section itself is kind of in bad condition and was scheduled for reconstruction on our capital improvements project plan.
Williams says they will start with an informal presentation of the project's scope with time for questions from the public after. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building on Texas Avenue. The City of Bryan will have something to say about a proposed recreation center at Blinn College operated by the Houston YMCA. At the last City Council meeting, Public Works Director Jason Barfnett said traffic and other studies would be submitted to the city.
As they come through site review for developing the new building, engineering would require a parking analysis, traffic impact analysis for them to be submitted to the city for review before we approve the development.
Blinn and the Houston Y are considering a center near the intersection of Villa Maria and Nash. Blinn students would be charged $50 a semester. United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced the results of last fall's state employees charitable campaign.
All of those came in right before the holidays or just after, and so we were able to tally all that together.
President Allison Prince says the overall amount given by state workers, $540,000, is down from last year, but $357,000 is going to organizations in the 7-county region, which is a higher percentage. The United Way's community campaign, with 10 weeks remaining, is awaiting results from around 40 employers and other groups.
We initiated this campaign with a goal of $800,000. That was after hitting an $800,000 goal last year. And we are right now at $562,000, so that's just about 70% of goal.
Information on how to contribute is online at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 10 after 7. It's 58 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit homeexpobcs.com for more info.
Make plans for the 2016 Fellowship of Christian Athletes 17th Annual Spring Victory Banquet, February 22nd at the College Station Hilton. FCA engages people through the passions of faith and sports to impact the world for Jesus Christ. Help us honor local athletes and coaches and hear special guest Neil Jeffrey, author, former NFL quarterback, and All-American at Baylor. Call 268-4285 or go to fcabv.org for more information.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Generally fair and pleasant weather for today. Sunshine and some scattered clouds, up to 70 this afternoon. But cooler weather moves in tonight. Breezy this evening, mainly clear. 37 to 42 by Wednesday morning. Wednesday will be cooler with mostly sunny skies. Temperature well up in the 50s. Clear and 30s Wednesday night. And more sunshine for Thursday. High temperature again in the upper 50s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with the SEC having 15 schools in the men's and women's track division ranked in the top 25. We'll also take a look at the redistricting of UIL and the nothing's changed here locally, but we'll have more on that as well. Plus, some more updates coming up in sports, and we'll do that for you about 7:50.
So it's 7:13. Okay, in case you missed it, here, let's. Here's the audio feed from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, this morning.
Is this current warm weather more than a trend? Perchance this winter has come to an end.
Yay. Wow. Cool.
There is no shadow to be cast. An early spring is my forecast.
I love how excited they are.
I know. I think they probably go to bars right after that. I don't know.
Or before. There's got to be tailgating.
There's probably they probably got a VIP room someplace.
It's got mimosas, Bloody Marys. You got to get ready for Punxsutawney Phil.
And of course, that's what that whole movie was about.
Yeah. I need to watch that. I've heard of it, seen clips,
yeah.
But I've never watched the whole thing.
Well, it's pretty good.
Again, it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Boy.
So they've been celebrating in Punxsutawney since 1886. So that means this is like 130 years today.
Wow.
Phil forecast more winter 102 times. And spring 17 times, so that makes it 18 times. They don't have any records for the other years. It's like they lost them somewhere. So let's see, that's 100.
Somebody had a few too many mimosas.
Exactly. They had 119, which means like 11 of 10 of them. They go, oh, I don't know where I put the records. It's someplace anyway. So it happened at 6:25 this morning. Scientific studies over a 60-year period show that the groundhog's accuracy in forecasting the onset of spring is a measly 28%. Oddly enough, the National Weather Service is at 31%. So, I don't know. Why not? May as well.
If a groundhog can do your job.
Now, what television station doesn't bring a groundhog out, at least on the set today? You know?
Right.
Ought to do that. I know. That's
even
really,
if it's stuffed.
I know. It's really creative television and everything. But all right, so the E. coli outbreak at Chipotle is officially over.
Woo!
Till it's not.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Have you eaten there?
I have not. I didn't not eat there because of the breakout, but I have not eaten there. No,
yeah. See,
not in a while.
I kind of like it, but
I like Chipotle too. But I haven't been in a while.
But I haven't eaten there in a long time.
Is that why?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my wife didn't want to eat there.
It's
so
also
we didn't eat there,
it's also a little pricey.
Hey, compared to the other one, I don't know.
Well,
I'm just saying, you know. No,
I think it's because I add guacamole, and it's like an extra $2-3.
Exactly. What you ought to do is just carry some around in your purse.
Hey, I've done it.
Okay.
She really has.
Those little holy guacamole 100-calorie packs. Gotcha. You know what I'm talking about.
Breaking out the guac.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you got chips, too, or you just put it on your finger and lick it off? What do you do? I mean, you know.
No, I, like, put it on my burrito bowl.
Oh,
like, I put
okay.
It in, yeah.
That works. Yeah. Anyway, but the thing that's kind of interesting about Chipotle during this entire thing, they make the announcement yesterday that the E. coli outbreak is over. What was it, last week or 10 days ago, they closed all their stores for a day so that they could have this big powwow and everybody could hear from the higher-ups to say, you know, this is what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. But their price, the price on their stock went up almost $20 after the announcement.
Hmm.
Now, that's okay, but consider that if you go in and look at their stock right now, it is $472 a share. A share. And it's been, in the last 52 weeks, as high as $758.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's, I mean.
Why is it so high?
And it's not good. Well, that's the question. And it's not Google. You know, I mean, it's not something that's so unique
right.
that there aren't any more of them.
Aren't they a division of McDonald's?
No, you know, I've heard that, but I can't find anything here that says that.
Okay.
The Motley Fool people took a look at this, and they said Chipotle's Mexican Grill has been on a tear since the beginning of 2013, nearly doubling during that time. The chain of quick service burrito restaurants has rapidly expanded while its earnings have grown at a blistering pace. Its over 1,500 locations generate $3 billion in revenue. There's no doubt Chipotle is a wonderful company, and that its dedication to quality ingredients differentiates it from many of its peers. Chipotle's top-notch with high operating margins and exceptional return on equity. However, the return that investors need, they're not getting there, compared to, for instance, Panera Bread, which does the same kind of thing. It's just they use different food products for it. But I don't know. I can't. They don't necessarily have a reason why the price-earnings ratio is so over the top, because it really, really is. It's 54 as opposed to McDonald's, which is 17. That's getting into a bunch of financial stuff. But the bottom line is, even the Motley Crue people are kind of going, you know, because there's other stuff out there. Like Taco Bell.
Yes.
In keeping with a new food product under wraps until the Super Bowl and allowing people to order the item without knowing what it is, Brave diners can place orders at their website, TacoBell.com/preorder, and pick it up Saturday, 2 days before the rest of the country, to chow down. Super Bowl ads will reveal the product. It most likely is...
Dun, dun, dun!
The Quesalupa.
The Quesalupa.
Right, a vaguely taco-like object.
I love that.
That's what they all are.
They started testing the product 11 months ago. Quesalupa, hello.
Chipotle goes up, Apple goes down. Is there a conspiracy?
Ah, very interesting. Well, so did Amazon, right? And Amazon took a hit as well. Are they all tied together? Is that what it is?
Well, you said there'd only be three companies.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so there you go. So I don't know. You know what? When I hear Quesalupa, I think messy.
Yeah, queso.
Well,
and chalupa.
If you think about that whole deal, fast food chalupas don't work because once you take it out of the little sheath that you've got, if you're driving and you take a bite, you're wearing it, aren't you?
Yeah, but that's kind of like all of Taco Bell.
Now, they brought up here when they did that kind of enclosed breakfast thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And their tacos have sleeves, and that works.
True. And but some of their stuff can get messy. Like, you know, even their regular hard shell tacos, I mean, those are tough.
But as we've talked about before, the whole concept of a chalupa works because... Let's talk about consuming it while you drive, because that is what we're talking about, right? I mean, that's what you do with the food that comes out of a bag, is you eat it while you drive. Now, works with a burger, okay, because you're still holding it there like fingers up as you eat it.
Yeah.
The chalupa, you're balancing on your hand, but taco, you go 45 degrees. See, that doesn't work. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to tilt your head to eat it, which is not necessarily safe. Then, because the earpiece is going to fall out of your phone, right?
Exactly.
So that's not going to happen. And then you take a bite, and you've got lettuce on you.
Well, maybe this is their special take on a chalupa, and it will be portable.
All right. I know that I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean...
No, you're not.
I need to set an alarm. When was that again?
Well,
when
is that Saturday. Well, Saturday. You can pre-order it now.
I can pre-order my quesalupa?
TacoBell.com/pre-order.
Stop it.
And you pick it up on Saturday.
Stop it.
That's it. I'm just telling you.
Oh, man.
But you know what? Then they've got your address, and they're going to try to start up a relationship with you. You're going to end up getting spammed from Taco Bell.
You have 50 new emails.
That's right. And they're going to say, hey, you started it. You're the one who pre-ordered from
you
us.
You wanted the quesalupa badly.
And now look what happened to you.
Like, what are they going to do, run out of quesalupas that day? Really?
Some call it stalking. Some call it direct marketing.
Hello? Hello? Okay.
Never mind. Yeah,
that's right. They can do that. Yeah. I don't know. We had a little
ripple in the force there with the quesalupa. So we'll see. All right. In the meantime, if you're still struggling, try to. Yep. All right. Maybe they came back. Hello.
Hey Scott, Taco Bell put a flour tortilla around the taco.
Uh huh.
So it wouldn't crumble, and I thought that was great. But then everything starts pushing out the back end of it in your lap.
Ah, good point. See again.
Yep.
That's why. I mean, it's just. The things that companies do so that we can have something to eat as we drive down the roads is just, it's frightening.
It's brilliant.
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me? And I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch. Yes, we can... pile that in a bowl, but we can also arrange it on a plate like you're an adult with self-respect and dignity. There's no need to put that in a single bowl.
Yeah, anyway. So if you're still struggling with your, that's Patton Oswalt talking about the famous bowl. It's my favorite dish to eat while you're driving down the road. As long as you're smoking and talking on your cell phone at the same time.
Right, and trying to open a bottle of Coke.
Exactly. So if you're still struggling to stick with your New Year's resolution, Chick-fil-A has a suggestion. Eat grilled chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
The chicken chain has printed a lifestyle tip on the side of its carryout bags recommending customers add, quote, one healthy habit to their routine. That healthy habit just happens to include consuming their food. Here's a good one. Eat smaller meals like your 8-count pack of grilled nuggets every 3 to 4 hours.
You remember when Taco Bell? 3 to 4 hours.
yeah.
Not only come here 3 to 4 hours every 3 to 4 hours.
Because you've got nothing else to do other than sit.
I'm back.
I'm
back. Hello. Look, it's been 4 hours. It's time for my next chicken nugget pack.
Based on the amount of time that I see the drive-through stacking up, you basically have to go back around and start right over again to get back over to the window.
Oh man, yeah. But let me tell you about that drive-through at the location on Briarcrest.
Okay.
They have. So you order first. They don't even let you get to the thing.
Right.
They have people out there. You order. Then as you come around the curb, they have somebody there with like this massive cart of all the condiments.
Oh, cool.
And so they say, what would you like with your meal today?
Okay.
And they give you this little like doggy bag of any sauce, salt, pepper, ketchup, anything you need. So then by the time you actually get to the window, you've already paid, you've already gotten your sauce. They literally just hand you your food and your drink, and you're out the the drive-thru. It's pretty legit.
Craig Hall is a great guy, and you know, one of the times I rang the bell this year, I was over there, and he brought me out like their smoothie frosty lemonade-y thing,
which
is pretty good. I'll have to admit that, but no, Craig's a great guy, and Chick-fil-A is a tremendous, tremendous franchise.
Right.
Well, that's kind of cool. Obviously, they look at that and see that that's something that they ought to be doing.
Yeah,
that's,
and it keeps, I mean, so the line's long, but it keeps the line moving.
It does keep moving. So anyhow, but they want you there every 3 to 4 hours. I think it's a pretty good idea. It's the so-called Chick-fil-A diet.
I see a commercial not starring Jared soon.
Yeah, no. That'll be interesting. We'll see how all that plays out. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair, foundation leaders for over 30 years, but they do more than that. It's polyurethane concrete raising as well with driveways, sidewalks, patios. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net to get the information. All right, here we go. High temperature today, not quite as nice as what we've been enjoying, which has been, you know, unseasonably, but still it's going to be pretty good. Look for a high temperature today about 68 degrees. Winds will be out of the west, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. About 40 for a low temperature tonight. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will probably be in the mid to upper 50s. And then on Saturday, a high of 55 and a 40% chance of rain. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 10, 36% relative humidity, and we've got 57.
This is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
After months of insisting that emails on Hillary Clinton's private server were just fine, not classified, the State Department's backpedaling now. They admitted last week 22 emails so far were, in fact, top secret. Some of them are so sensitive they won't be released to the public. Might scare you. The intelligence community says they would endanger national security. The State Department's ignoring a court-ordered schedule to release more of her emails, blaming the recent snowstorm for the delay. Now, her responses have been straight out of the Clinton playbook. Move the goalposts, point the finger at others, change the subject. Her latest version is that she never generated any of these top-secret emails. Somebody else did it. Through a spokesman, she blamed the process, claiming bureaucratic infighting and leaks between various agencies somehow caused her troubles. Now, for veterans of the long list of Clinton scandals, none of this is new. Decades ago, it was revealed that she made out like a bandit in dubious cattle future trades. We saw similar behavior in the Whitewater real estate scam, illegally obtained FBI files on political opponents, missing billing records from her law firm days, campaign donation scandals, the travel office scandal, Bill Clinton's bimbo eruptions, the Clinton Crime Family Foundation donations. All of these scandals have commonalities. Hillary Clinton is involved. Hillary Clinton blames others, Republicans if she can. Hillary Clinton lies about her involvement, the corruption, the deceit, the lies. That's who she is, and it may be coming home to roost.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, if you got an iPhone, a Galaxy, or some other smartphone as a gift this holiday season, you want to protect it. Square Trade Protection Plans knows that every 2 seconds, one of you accidentally breaks your smartphone. So protecting yours is definitely a smart idea. Insurance from Verizon or Sprint can cost as much as $11 a month. Plus, you could pay up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. Square Trade Protection Plans are half the cost at less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. You can cancel your current phone insurance at any time, even if you're locked into a 2-year contract. If you got a new smartphone, do the smart thing and protect it. Square Trade, less than $5 a month. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News time is 7:30. It is 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for two suspects after a drug deal turned into an armed robbery. Last night around 9 o'clock, a citizen reported that a robbery just occurred in the 1200 block of Hawk Tree Drive off Rio Grande Boulevard. According to the report, officers found out two Hispanic males entered the residence for a drug deal. Each suspect produced a semi-automatic handgun and held several people at gunpoint while an unknown quantity of narcotics was stolen. The suspects fled the scene. No one was injured. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. If Blinn College and the Houston YMCA decide to build and operate a student recreation center, what is built and where it is located will be reviewed by the city of Bryan. The possible location at the northeast corner of Blinn's campus near Villa Maria in Nash was discussed at the last city council meeting. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says before the city signs off on site plans, developers would submit reports on how the center would affect traffic and parking.
Be my recommendation to wait and to see if they actually make a commitment to come to that site before we spend any funds on doing that analysis. We've had the developer pay for those traffic impact analysis and provide that to the city staff for review to see what improvements would be needed to be made to the road work or signals, whatever, to accommodate the traffic.
The topic was raised by Councilman Mike Sutherland, who was concerned about the added traffic the center would generate.
If you'd ask me to do it, I'd said put it over there on the west side of town where they have a new campus, so there's plenty of ways to handle the traffic.
Blinn is considering a new fee of $50 per student per semester to finance the center. The city of Bryan invites you to a meeting about the reconstruction of South College Avenue from Sulphur Springs to Villa Maria. Assistant City Engineer Barney Williams says the project is split into two parts, one supported by a grant from TxDOT for the Transportation Alternatives Program.
Such as sidewalks and shared use pathways, bicycle routes, those kind of things.
Williams says the other part of the project includes roadway reconstruction and signal replacement at Sulphur Springs. He encourages anyone who frequents the area to come to Wednesday's meeting.
Especially the people that live along that corridor, what we've got planned, and to seek their input as far as, you know, the sidewalks and the crossings of street crossings and crossings of driveways and those kind of things, you know, as they would affect them.
Williams says the planned completion of design is September, with construction starting by the end of the year. The meeting is from 6 to 8 tomorrow at the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building on Texas Avenue. A Bryan woman has started spending a year of weekends in the Brazos County Jail. That's part of the punishment for a third drunk driving conviction. 54-year-old Victoria Blue pleaded guilty last week to a DWI that took place a year and a half ago. That was followed by a contested sentencing hearing. Prosecutors sought prison time, which could have been as much as 10 years. Blue was given 10 years probation with conditions that include serving 100 days in jail on the weekend. In another criminal case from Brazos County District Court, a Bryan man has entered a plea agreement with prosecutors involving an armed robbery from almost 2 years ago and two burglaries that took place in 2009. 23-year-old Justin Wallace was sentenced to 8 years for all three crimes, including the holdup of three people in a College Station apartment where $500 and a cell phone were taken. It's been 9 years since the city of College Station has received federal assistance to building new housing for low and moderate income residents.
Shortly after the city council agreed to spend up to $100,000 to assist a developer, the request was withdrawn. If approved, 105 income-based senior apartments would have been built on Victoria between Fitch and College Station High School, offering rent as low as $350 a month. Community Services Director Debbie Eller says $1.3 million in federal tax credits are expected to go to either Hewitt or Belton. Eller on WTAW's Infomaniacs says it's part of an ongoing effort to find more housing for lower-income renters.
We're doing various research projects. We're pulling collaborative efforts together. Housing providers are meeting on a regular basis to talk about these issues, find out what programs, what plans we can put in place to address these needs and make more opportunities available.
As of the end of last year, the city of College Station learned out of 13,000 apartment units, there were only 100 vacancies. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The totals are in for the first of two campaigns administered by United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says state employees gave $540,000, which is down from last year. But a higher percentage, $357,000, is staying with local organizations in the seven-county region.
I know we've been hovering closer to that 60% range the last few years, so I'm happy to see it bumping up against that 70.
United Way's community campaign has 10 weeks remaining to reach its $800,000 goal. Prince says that they've topped 70% at $562,000.
We have about 15, 20 campaigns that have already been held, but we haven't gotten results on yet. That's very normal for this time of year. Results are coming in every day. And then we still have about 20 to 25 campaigns that are either in progress or haven't quite started yet that they like to do theirs right at the end. So we still have a little bit of a ways to go. And so this is an opportunity for people to think about, if you haven't made a gift yet, this is the time to do it.
More information on contributing is online at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Political ad paid for by Timothy D'Alessandro for state representative.
As a Navy veteran, Timothy D'Alessandro took a lifelong oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Texas is a sovereign state. Unfortunately, our representatives have let us down. Timothy will fight for Texas sovereignty. Timothy D'Alessandro has earned the highest rating by the NRA and has been certified as a pro-life candidate by the Texas Right to Life.
I'm Timothy D'Alessandro, and on March 1st, I'm asking for your vote.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. And this week only, we will also include chocolates for free. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5000. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. That's 100 stunning blooms of love, a free glass vase, and free chocolates this week only for just $19.99. And this incredible offer expires this Friday. Valentine's Day is next week. Don't wait. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 5000.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit HomeExpoBCS.com for more info.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Your salespeople answered all of our questions, and we love our beautiful new floors. The Aggieland Carpet One team was professional in every way, and it was a very positive experience. Your staff was patient and helpful. It seemed like a huge project to us, but your company made it so easy. Your company was very professional, no high-pressure tactics, just perfect.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. What the heck's going on here? Oh, so that's the way we're going to play it. All right, I'll do the weather. Hang on. We'll see this. Okay.
We're going to see a mixture of clouds and sunshine through today, and temperatures up to 70 during this afternoon. Breezy at times. Cooler weather moves in tonight. Upper 30s, low 40s under clear skies, and it will be much cooler on Wednesday as well. Mostly sunny skies, about 55 to 60. Clear and cold Wednesday night, back down in the mid-30s then, and mostly sunny skies on Thursday, temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Basically, we're picking up one team that's going to be picked in the top 10 in the state, probably.
That's Coach Ross Rogers on the realignment of the UIL. We'll have more on that in sports, as well as top 25s for A&M track and field. Men's basketball drops a little, still in the top 10, however, and more in sports in 9.
They got 742. All right, so let me see. The groundhog didn't see its shadow in Pennsylvania, as if we care. Hillary Clinton throttled Bernie Sanders by 0.4%. Ted Cruz won. Donald Trump was second. Marco Rubio was third.
A very close third.
Yes. As we pointed out, it's interesting that he wants to build a wall and he's standing between two Cubans. Mike Huckabee has dropped out of the race. That O'Malley guy, he's a Democrat, dropped out of the race. Jeb Bush had 3%. And a lady pulled a cop over for speeding.
Yes,
a lady pulled a cop over for speeding.
Wait, what?
Her name is Claudia Castillo. She pulls the cop over. She records it. The voice you'll hear is the female. That's the driver. The male is the officer. Here we go.
The reason I pulled you over today and I'm asking you to come over and have a conversation is because I saw you since Miller Drive when you were first jumping onto the Palmetto.
Okay.
And you were pushing 90 miles an hour.
Really? Okay.
Yes, and because I was going right behind you. Yes, you were leaving me behind, and I was going 80 miles an hour. And I just wanted to know, what's the emergency?
Whoa!
I don't know how fast I was going.
Whoop!
But I can tell you this, I'm on the way to work right now. I don't believe I was speeding. But like I said, you're entitled to your opinion. I just saw you now when you pulled over next to me, which is why I pulled over here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had some kind of emergency or anything. Everything fine?
No, everything's fine. Yeah, it's your speeding.
Okay, well, I apologize, and I'll be sure to slow down then. Okay.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there you go.
He was so flustered.
Yeah, turnabout fair play. Hi, the reason I pulled you over today. Do you know how fast you're going? No, I don't. But I'm going to work. Isn't that okay? And
wow.
Just remember.
That's great.
Just remember, everybody's got a recording device.
Yes,
everybody's
they
got a camera. Everybody can do that. All right. So later on, we'll start our coverage of the professional football championship game tomorrow.
Oh, we will.
Last night was what, media night?
It's called opening night.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes. There was 3 hours of coverage on ESPN.
Yes.
For opening night.
Well, I heard that CBS on the day of the broadcast was going to do 13 hours, which is insane.
Which is insane, but it's still at least game day. Days away, and they've got a 3-hour broadcast on a media day, basically.
Yep.
And it's professional football.
Yep.
All right, Curly Q lights. Remember when that was the hot thing? Those little CFLs.
The $37 light bulbs.
That's the one. Hello.
Yeah. Did she just admit to a cop that she was speeding?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. You ought to write her up.
Because she said I was going 80 and you were leaving me in the dust.
And see, now I, and I.
Unless 80 wasn't, I don't know.
No, it was on the Palmetto. I'm sure it wasn't. 80 is not the speed limit. And I don't know, we're in a gray area there about recording an officer, too. I don't know exactly how all that stuff goes, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Nonetheless, it's out there, and, so if you want to see it. So, these CFLs, the little curlicued lights, real big deal, right?
Right.
They just kept banging on us, so we needed to get these because they save energy, and they save money on your electric bill, and it was the thing going.
And now they don't?
That's right. In 2007,
oh, really?
CFLs had 30% of the market, and General Electric is phasing them out. See, everybody hates the little curly Q CFL bulbs. Well, they are ugly, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
oh, I think they're cute.
Do you? Well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, here, you can have all of ours. We'll bring them over to you. You can have it. Now, this is what's interesting. You talk about first world problems.
Yeah.
According to The Verge, they say the problem is the slow startup time. When people want light, they want light.
They want it now.
Let's talk to third world people about that, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're so angry because we flipped the light on and the light doesn't go bright right away.
It's not strong enough.
Yeah. Right away. It takes time to kind of amp up
it
for that.
It takes like 30 seconds.
That's right. We've got to have that. So now General Electric planning to phase them out in favor of LED lights, which light up instantly and are energy efficient, which is true. In addition, Energy Star rebates have been available to consumers who buy CFLs, but that will switch next year to LEDs. So if you bought stock in like the company that makes CFL lights, that didn't work out so well for you. You're going to have to retool there. Now,
how much are the LEDs, do you know?
Well, it depends, I think. I put some LEDs into a house, and they were not inexpensive. They were probably $30 a bulb, but they last forever. But the other thing that's cool is like the little night lights that you might put in a hallway or something like that. Remember how we grew up with the little light bulb that you put in there, you know, and the little cap, and you plug it in. Well, you do an LED, and then there's no bulb or anything. There's just a little icky thing down there, just where it's the LED, and you plug it in, and those puppies are bright.
Yeah.
It's probably a little too bright for a night light actually in a hallway or something like that. But that's where we're going. And obviously the cost, the energy cost, they pay for themselves. They last a long, long time and put out a lot of light. But I don't know. I haven't bought any LEDs lately, so I'm not exactly sure what the price is. I mean, the Big Blue Monster's got them, so they got to be reasonable, right? Because they don't have anything that's really expensive.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
All
right, coming up moments from now, how to make chocolate chip cookies just the way you like them, because we don't all like chocolate chip cookies the same.
Some people like them crunchy.
Right, some people like them chewy, and some people like them crisp around the edges. So we got the three types, and we'll tell you how to make them in a little while.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Americans are driven by success. It's ironic then that we challenge young people to achieve success, but we often neglect teaching them the one thing needed to keep it. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Every time you turn on the news, it seems another public figure has fallen into a tailspin, which raises an intriguing question. What causes someone at the top of their profession to lose control of it all? I think one person got it right when he said, "Success will take you further than character can keep you." You see, whether a professional athlete, the CEO of a company, or an employee looking to move up the ladder, character matters. And that's because success doesn't alleviate the demands placed upon us. It intensifies them. To handle that stress, you need more than talent or intellect. You need character, the strength to do what's right no matter the cost. Without that crucial trait, people cut corners, they lie, cheat, or steal to get ahead. But as we've seen with so many public figures, life is unsustainable under those conditions. Eventually, everything they've worked to achieve comes crashing down. It takes more than talent, skill, and hard work to lead a successful life. You need character as well. And that's why I agree with Bishop Phillips Brooks, who once said, "Don't pray for easy lives, pray to be stronger men. Pray for powers equal to your tasks." To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference?
Switch to Dish for a great deal. Call 877-249-6988. Not only will you find the same channels for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD upgrade and premium movie channels free for 3 months. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And, of course, a free upgrade to a whole home DVR system. Call 877-249-6988. Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today. Call 877-249-6988. Limited time offer. Dish TV and internet requires separate 24-month commitments and credit qualification. DishNet not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Call 877-249-6988.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:51. The 2016 through 2018 UIL district realignments were announced yesterday. All four BCS teams remain in District 18-5A, along with Temple, Waco High, and Waco University. Here's Bryan High head coach Ross Rogers.
You know, University the last several years has not been as, the record hadn't been as good, and Waco High has been about a 50-50. So basically, we're picking up one team and is going to be picked in the top 10 in the state probably. And the rest of us are going to be seeing if we can knock them off or fight for second. So, we'll get into that when we get into football. Right now it's just, we'll have to take care of ourselves and make sure that we're physically fit, ready to play.
That top 10 team coach mentioned is the Temple Wildcats, who advanced to the regional quarterfinals last year. Now, if you want to hear the entire interview with Coach Ross Rogers, listen to the Chip Howard Sports Talk Show today at 4:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Just can't wait that long. We've got them all posted at WTAW.com. Texas A&M dropped to number 8, while Oklahoma tops the Associated Press men's basketball poll for the third straight week after picking up 45 first-place votes. They were followed by number 2, North Carolina, then Villanova, Maryland, and Iowa. Duke has dropped out of the top 25 for the first time in more than 8 years after losing 4 of its last 5. A total of 15 SEC men's and women's track and field teams are ranked among the nation's top 25. That's according to the latest national rankings released yesterday. SEC teams occupy the top 2 spots in both the men's and women's ranking. On the guy's side, it's Florida, then number 2, Texas A&M, Texas, Virginia Tech, and LSU. On the ladies' side, Texas A&M slides in at number 21. The top 5 there is Arkansas, Georgia, Oregon, Florida, then Texas. Texas A&M juniors Nick Banks and Ronnie Gideon were named to the Baseball America 2016 preseason All-America team released yesterday. Banks was named a second-team outfielder, and Gideon was tabbed as a third-team infielder. Following 36 holes of competition at the TPC at Sawgrass, A&M men's golf team sits 5th place in the 2016 CBEST Invitational. The Aggies opened the day with a first round of just 2 over, but came back to the field slightly when the team carded a plus 13 during the team's second turn on the course. In Lone Star NCAA action, Houston rallied past number 12 SMU 71-68, and Connor Lammert had 15 points as Texas loaded up on that upset train too, bumping number 15 Baylor 67-59. Here's Roger Amick on the NBA.
Spurs stay unbeaten at home.
The San Antonio Spurs have tied the 77-78 Portland Trailblazers for the best home start in Western Conference history. The Spurs are now 26-0 at home with a win over the Orlando Magic. Spurs 107, Magic 92.
The great Bill Schoening with the finish on Spurs Radio. Coach Greg Popovich recognizes his team's balanced effort.
Well, Kyle and Patty were, great off the bench, and they gave us a lot of energy, played very well, along with LaMarcus, who was great at both ends.
Mavs stumble in Atlanta on Fox Sports Southwest.
Mavs will fall to 13-15 on the road. The season record is 28-23 for Dallas. The final score tonight is Atlanta 112, Mavs 97.
Coach Rick Carlisle.
We had shots early. They didn't go in. It may have taken some of the energy out of us. I'm not sure. I got to look at the film. By and large, they outplayed us.
Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
And we'll wrap it up on the links, where Brent Snedeker weathered the storm to win the Farmers Insurance Open by one stroke over KJ Choi. Snedeker posted a 3-under 69 during a rainy, windy Sunday before his 6-under total stood up during the competition of the weather-delayed final round. Choi had a chance to send it to a playoff but missed his 30-foot birdie putt to finish with a 76. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Kyle Cassell, a rancher, small business owner, and your Republican state representative. But my most important job is dad. As a father of two, I know that a strong Texas depends on a better future for our next generation. That is why, as your representative, I voted to protect the sanctity of life and why I am the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Texas Right to Life. I hope you will vote for Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
About 3 minutes till, David Gardner's reminds you this year, Valentine's Day is a Monday. Yeah, it's not midweek. You don't get any of that break right. Excuse me, it's Sunday. You don't get a midweek break for it happening then. So it's actually the Saturday before. You're going to have all your stuff together. So you've only got a few days, 10 more days, before you have to have that gift. Today, why don't you stop in, okay? 911 University Drive. It's really, really easy. It's convenient. Go by there anyway. Stop in. Take care of it today. You'll feel better. You'll be relaxed, guys, that you've gotten it done. And David Gardner's staff, specially trained to help panic-stricken guys. They really, really are. They can take care of it for you. You just answer a few questions, and they're off and gone, or they'll suggest things to you until they see the light come on, and you've got what you want. And once again, it'll be a special Valentine's because it comes from David Gardner. Stop in and see him at 911 University Drive. Again, they've been helping panicked guys for decades, and they can do it for you.
The Hometown Advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At AggielandHelpWanted.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis. Recently, I had a young couple come to my office, and they had a new baby, and they did not have an up-to-date will. They needed this, and this was the greatest gift that the husband could provide for his wife. And so if you do not have a current will or you need one updated, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in Brazos County.
779-7200 or familyandestatelaw.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, there are three types of people in the world. Those who love chewy chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
Those who like crispy chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
And those who like crispy around the edges and soft in the middle.
That one.
How do you get what you want? It is all science. Soft and chewy? Use brown sugar.
Oh.
All brown sugar. Even though it calls for both kinds, just use brown sugar. It's got molasses, and so molasses adds moisture to the cookies. Okay, works out well. Thin and crispy, use all white sugar. Again, no brown sugar, just all white sugar. The white sugar absorbs the moisture in the dough, resulting in crispier cookies. And as it heats up and dissolves, the cookies thin out. Finally, crispy edges and soft center, equal parts, equal parts. Granulated sugar causes just enough spread for the edges to get firm, and the brown sugar still holds in the middle, so you got that chewy stuff. See, it's all science. It's all science. Or there's actually a fourth way. I mean, there's soft, there's crispy, or there's crispy edges and soft in the middle, or you can just eat the stuff.
I was going to say there's store-bought.
just take it out of the tube. Just cut the edge off and get the spoon and dig in.
That's
there.
That's my favorite.
And don't act like you've never done it, because everybody has. Or if they haven't, it's just a matter of time until they do. Okay. Going to be a pretty nice day today. Not quite as warm as it has been, but still in all right. About 68 degrees. We're at 57 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.